where to start when building an online presence, what to post, how often to post, how good does it actually need to be, and the mindset you need to be visible on social media, I am breaking down for you in this episode. Enjoy the listen. Welcome to the Online Business by Design podcast. I'm your host, Ivana Ivanek, and this is your mindset and marketing podcast to help you build a business next to your 9-to-5 without burning out. And most importantly, enjoying your business journey while you are making money and impact. Grab your favorite note-taking device, lean back, and get inspired. I believe that everything you need to build a business of your dreams is already within you. I have something so cool for you. I want to give you access to my free training, How to Attract the Right Client into Your Business in 2024 without depending on the algorithm only. If you are an expert in your field, you know that growing your business means attracting the right client who seeks what you have to offer. Unfortunately, most struggling entrepreneurs are focusing on crafting their offer first, but without knowing how to attract the right client, you will create content for months without getting paid. Ready to take control of the outcome and save valuable time? The link is in the show notes. Welcome back, my friend. It's your host, Ivana Ivanek. Today, popping in with a super exciting question. I bet you are burning to know the answer. Let me ask you, what do you think is more important when you are starting out building an online business and your social media presence? When it comes to creating content, what is more important, quantity or quality? Both is right. No matter the answer, both are right. I will explain you in a moment. Before we dive a little bit deeper into quality or quantity, I would like to speak shortly with you about the mindset of creating content. It is so easy to jump on the train, and that is constantly going on social media. Creating content is so annoying. Creating constantly new content is draining. There is so much complaint going on. Where I always burn to ask the person saying this, being like, but you chose for this business format. You chose for a digital marketing business. What is it that really is bothering you about creating content? Because it's the essence of your business. It's how you build your brand. This is how you are visible through content. So let's shift this mindset a little bit into how can you actually have fun creating content from day one. Yeah, I bet it's not gonna be perfect and it's not gonna be easy. A lot of people have a lot to overcome to be visible online. A lot of people have to practice being in front of camera. A lot of people have to practice hearing their own voice and seeing themselves speaking in front of camera. A lot of people need to learn the technology behind it. Not everybody knows how to create a reel on Instagram and how to edit it, or how to work with Descript, which is an app that we are using in my business. That's okay. Everybody starts somewhere. Like nobody was literally born like we knew it all. And the struggle is real, but the only way how to overcome this and get going is by doing. As simple as that. And I always encourage people, whenever you do something in your business from day one, enjoy. I'm not saying it's always going to be easy to get to do it. It's not always gonna be easy to be in the super energetically vibrant mood that you will be getting out of bed and be like, yes, today and every day 24/7 I want to be in front of camera. Some people have that, not everybody has it. Plus, let's be real, life's happening. We are set on times, we have worries, we are not always ready to show a happy face with the right energy online. But there's also a trick to it, and the sooner you learn to get yourself into the mode for the time being, for the time creating, you are a winner, and I'm encouraging you to do this as soon as possible. It's not always fun, but you can make the moment you are doing it enjoyable and just be grateful for you showing up for your people, for your audience, for the people who are seeking what you have to offer, what you have to say. Believe me, life is going to be so much easier for you. And let's not just be part of those naysayers, like, yeah, that creating content is just simply crap. I mean, if you think that this is the case, then you might not be in the right space. Number two, what I want to mention is some coaches and mentors are preaching that you do not have to create content every day and spend the whole day on social media. It is very important for you to know where you are at your business journey. If you compare yourself to a 5, 6, 7, 8 figure business where they preach you don't have to post every day on social media, it's probably because they have a huge engaging email list where they are nurturing their audience in a completely different way. There are systems behind it that you might not be aware of because they are not visible. But we are now speaking about you. You are starting your online business from the scratch. You're building your social media presence from the scratch. What is important? Is it quality or is it quantity? You might be surprised. It is quantity. I will give you now 4 reasons why quantity matters in the stage when you are just starting. Number one, practice makes progress. That's a given. I always love comparing this to our gym and sports exercises. Remember when you went for the first time to the gym? You might have been a little bit insecure. You might have had thoughts that everybody's gonna laugh at you if you make a mistake. You thought that walking through the gym, the whole world is going to pay attention to you, looking at you and just waiting for you to make a mistake. You remember these days when you go and you just touch that one machine and be like, oh my God, if I make a mistake, I'm going to break all my bones. Yes, but you went, you did it. Perhaps you seeked help with a personal trainer. But then, as you were going and repeating the exercising, repeating the whole process of going to the gym, you eventually left the whole doubt behind. You became better at what you are doing. And it's nothing different when you start creating content. You don't have to be perfect in no way. As I mentioned before, not everybody is from day one comfortable sitting in front of camera. Sometimes it might need a little bit of time till you find your adjustments, like how you're gonna sit, where you're gonna look at, and how is this gonna look in the end, the final product. And you might just change it over time. And believe me, you will get better. You will need to sit down and learn about the editing process and get familiar with the editing apps. You will have to know exactly what you are talking about and get better in that, in structuring your thoughts and your voice. I will speak about this a little bit more in detail in the end on how actually create the content, not the video, not the photography, not the technical part, but actually the content inside what you say and why you say it and why you have to say it. So this all needs practice. Nobody is perfect from day one, and the earlier you start and the more you make of it, the quicker you get to it. As simple as that. The sooner you make 100 reels and post them, you will get better. Number two, visibility and reach. So let's now go back to my example of a business that already makes money, that has a huge following, that has a huge reach as well. These are those numbers where you can say how many people have watched your reel or your content. And this is obviously something you need to work for. Not Instagram, no other platform will be like, oh, there you are. I've been waiting for you my entire life. Oh, you're posting once a week. Cool. I'm going to show it to the world. No, you got to kind of prove yourself to the social media platform that you are to be taken serious. And here again, the more content you post, the more visible you are. Because what counts here is that actually people can find you. Which is on one side a very easy game, because imagine you post your first reel, you make your first post, and suddenly, without much extra to it, 50 people see it. You don't have that nowhere. If you would print a magazine, you would need to sell it 50 times, so people 50 times look at it. But here, it's an easy game. But to get to a big, big, big reach in the beginning and to be seen, you need to post multiple times a day, preferably every day. Now, I know what you're thinking. I know you're thinking, Ivana, what are you talking about? I am working 9 to 5. Well, stick with me to the end. I'm gonna give you your formula on how to actually do that. Number 3, momentum and consistency. So remember our gym example? It is so tough to get yourself into the mood of going to the gym in the beginning. And it is even more difficult to do that when you're tired. But the more often you do it, the shorter your procrastination time gets. Because this is also a practice. Building momentum and consistency is literally something that will make it or break it, meaning your business. You will need to teach yourself to do things despite how you feel. If we spread out our work over that time of a full week, of course there is flexibility, but sometimes there are non-negotiables that need to be done when you're building a business, like creating content and being visible and present online. That is something you cannot skip. And the quicker you build this momentum, the quicker you get yourself into the mood of understanding, oh my God, yes, this is what I love doing. This is how I love reaching out to my audience. This is how I love serving people. The same thing goes like, this is how I love to move my body because I know how good it is for me. I exactly know the benefits when you're going to the gym. This is it. You will want to reach that. And quantity matters here too. And number 4, is the feedback. If you only post, let's say, once a week, it will take forever and ever till you receive, if even, have a feedback from people till you receive it, and people say, where they show you that they like it, where you get engagement, where people reach out to you with questions because you offered to help them. If you post only once a week, it will take ages till you receive that feedback, because there is a big chance, and this is happening to everybody, it is not just because you're starting out or you don't quite know yet how to create content efficiently, professionally, whatever you might think about yourself right now. This is happening to everyone, that just pieces of content don't land. They just don't, and there is, you know, not much to it. But if you have only one piece and you bet all on that one piece in 1 week, it will take forever till you find out what your audience loves, what your audience wants to see from you. And you need that feedback. It's crucial, because this is something you need to double down on once you have found that out. So let me sum this up for you. Let me repeat it. Why quantity over quality matters when you are just building your social media presence. Number 1, practice makes progress. The more you do, the quicker you get better at what you are doing. Number two, visibility and reach. The more visible you are, the bigger your reach is, the more people can find you. It's a given. Number three, momentum and consistency. Make it a habit, like going to the gym. Shorten your procrastination time and get going. And number four, the feedback loop. The quicker you get feedback, the quicker you know what your people like, the quicker you will succeed. Now that we have that covered, I would love to get back to your question. How am I supposed to create content every day and perhaps even more than one piece a day? I get that. Let me go back once more to our gym. Example. When you started out going to the gym and you haven't exercised before, it is almost impossible to start going to the gym on a daily basis for many reasons. You need to adjust your schedule accordingly, and you need as well recovery time. You will not be able to exercise every day without exhausting yourself because your body needs to get used to it. The muscle structure, the bone structure, everything needs to get used to recover quicker. And this I would like to compare here to you will get better. And this comes down to practice, 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 because the quicker you get in the creation process, the more you can create. And the more clarity you have on what to post, the more you can create. And that's a matter of practice. The quicker you start, the quicker you get. I'm encouraging you, do not exhaust yourself here, but give yourself a minimum that you want to achieve a week. Is it going to be in the first week, one or two posts? Fine. Is it going to be in the second week, a little bit more, in the third week, a little bit more? It might stagnate afterwards, but then you will practice being quicker in recording yourself, right? I usually encourage people, you know what, make that one take and move on. It won't get better. You will only lose confidence the more often you record the same reel over and over again. But you will get better and better at this. There is no way that this will not happen. So give yourself a weekly goal and stick to it. Build that momentum. And the better you get, the quicker you will get there to actually be able to even batch that content entire week ahead in only perhaps 2 to 3 hours. And everybody should have that time. I know there is two issues to this. There is procrastination that we all know we do when we are facing discomfort, resistance. This is happening. We need to learn to work with that. And the second thing is this thinking of not having time, is it taking too long? I have to tell you that I see a lot that often it's not people's priority. And if it's not your priority, you might question why you have chosen this kind of business format where content creation is the essence of your business. Think about that. And shift that. Change simply your thinking about this because it is crucial and it will make you so much more happier actually doing your work. And now to the clarity part. Like, I know that being creative requires calm spaces. Being creative requires time. You will probably notice more and more often, the more you are absorbed with life, this could be your 9-to-5, family obligations, whatever comes our way, because just we are building a business next to a 9-to-5, life, it's not gonna stop for you. And that's okay. But if we want to tap into creativity, you will very quickly need to learn that it needs quiet times. It needs moments where you go for a walk. And you will need to take your notebook because these are the moments where our brain gets super creative and just hits a us with one ID after the other, and you'd be like, oh my God, should have taken my phone to record some notes or write something down. And it is important to have clarity on what you are speaking about on your social media in order to grow your audience. I will skip for today sales. I will skip for today the content we post in the pre-launch, launch, and after launch phase. It is the content that we are speaking about today is about growing and building your audience or building your email list. Building your email list requires a freebie that you will promote on social media. There is an entire course you can download right down in the show notes that I have prepared for you. It's for free. Go and do it. It's a bite-sized course. It's so sharp on point. There is literally no time waste inside this course. And the other thing is that we want to be found and we want to attract a specific type of person. So, and for that, you need to know your niche. There is a niche bonus in my free course on how to attract the right client into your business as well, if you don't have that. And once you have your niche and you know exactly who you're helping with what, then you can create your bio. People who come onto your account need to know exactly what they find here if they follow you. Be specific. There is very little letters in the bio you can use. And it is on one hand a limiting factor. On the other hand, it is so cool because it's limiting you to the bare essential. You need to be so precise. And by the way, this is nothing permanent. You can change that and tweak that all the time. But niche down as far as you can. Declare who and with what you are helping people exactly and put it in your bio. And now, based on your bio, you can define your content pillars, if you want to call them, or the topics you are regularly speaking on your social media about to attract the people and actually satisfy the people who have seen what is in your bio and therefore followed you and make your following bigger. Here I want to give you a hot tip on content creation. Don't be the expert. Stop shouting about your industry. What do I mean by that? Often I see people speaking about limiting beliefs. Okay, what if I don't know what limiting beliefs are? Why, if I wonder, why is this even important to know about this? And why do I need to change it? The thing here is that you know that technically we all suffer from our limiting beliefs and they are in our way of pursuing the life we want to live. If you're a life coach, then you should also know that people actually do not care about. They care about the transformation. They care that you exactly know how they feel, what they think and what they do, and how these problems are showing up in their day-to-day life. So, three ways how to get rid of your limiting beliefs is more like, yeah, okay, again, why is this important? Why should I be doing this? But if you tap a little bit deeper into what a person actually feels, what they think, and how this is showing up in their day-to-day life, and you get really, really specific on that, you will create content that resonates with people. So you are not representing necessarily the knowledge you have as a coach, because this is the reason why they come to you, but you attract them because they know, oh, this person exactly knows what I'm going through. This person feels me. This person sees me. This is the person I wanna dig every day on social media because this is actually something that helps me. I feel seen. So don't be constantly blurping about your expertise. It is important at some point, but just dig into the feelings of people. What do they feel? How do they express it? How do they think about themselves? Get specific. This is the most important thing when you are growing your audience, because then you will also know that you are attracting the right people that exactly want to hear what you have to say. With that said, I want you to go and make this work. I want you to start today. There is literally no perfection. Waiting for the right moment, waiting to get better. Ask yourself, better at what if you're not practicing? And practice in content creation requires you doing, creating, stepping into the best version of yourself, into this leader you are. Remind yourself of the reason why you're here and why you're doing this, and publishing it so you can get that feedback from your audience and build more of like-minded people. Believe me when I say that everything you need is already within you. You wouldn't be here otherwise. Go and get it. I believe in you 1000%. Tired of programs that leave you feeling the same? Rewire is Breathing Space's 12-week journey to unlock your true potential through breathwork. Wouldn't it be incredible to experience transformation that awakens your most authentic self and supports you on your business journey? Imagine being supported by your breath and deeply connected to your purpose. Daily breathwork practices and deep release sessions, this is the thing that changes everything. Ready to step into your power? Find the link to join Rewire in the show notes and get the 33% off as thank you for being a valued member of this fabulous community.